You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Ah, yes, Kid Rock. The Kia.
It can only mean one thing.
The Friday Forecast with the Kid, brought to you by Wilbur. It's the best place to party before the games. There, my of the happy hour, $2 domestics, $3 bombs, J-Mo, $4 shots of fireballs, and LeBron Jameson. They've got the best ribs ever, half slab, fries, and a salad, only $9.99. The food there is surprisingly good. Grilled chicken platter I got last night was fantastic.
Yeah.
It arrived right as I sat down.
How was that 45-minute late shrimp dish
last night? Still good shrimp, though.
It was.
The shrimp were good. All right. Friday Forecast brought to you by Wilberts. Let's bring in our great producer, Jason Gibbs. Gibbs, forecast us on Friday.
Number one.
Gentlemen, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Gibbs.
It's a good day.
Good day.
It's the weekend, my friends. And it's going to be March by the time the weekend is over.
And it'll still be zero.
But the end is near.
Like 5 days in a row.
The end is near, though.
Enough is enough.
Eye on the prize, and one of the best months of the year.
Can we wave the white flag?
A little March Madness. Cavs coming down the stretch.
I used to love March Madness, and college basketball is just not as good as it used to be.
It's garbage. I haven't watched one college basketball game.
It's garbage.
It's so annoying.
I hate all three of you. So let's start with the Friday forecast.
Enjoy the MAC tournament.
Hey. MAC tournament's huge, my friends.
Enjoy your MACtion.
Love the MACtion. Telling you, great time. Take the kids. You can sit courtside at the Q. Come on. Can't beat it, man.
A man with your connection sits courtside at the Q every game. No Gibbs?
No. They put me in the left corner.
Nobody puts Gibbs in the corner.
Nope.
That's right. Although I do love Wilbert's, and I have many, many stories from that fabulous locale.
The sponsor of the Friday Forecast. They don't even know it yet.
No, they do not. Question number one today, guys. Commissioner Goodell in Canton earlier this week, talking about multiple locations. Even at one point, he said 7 spots for 7 rounds.
Idiotic.
If you were the commissioner, how would you run the 3-day draft event? Where would you put it?
I think I would change it from year to year. I know Nate likes it to be in New York every year, but I think 1 year in Canton, the home of football, Pro Football Hall of Fame, 1 year in Chicago, different places, different years, I think is fine. But the whole draft needs to be in one location.
I concur. I think, you know, moving it around to the major NFL markets would be nice. That way, you know, everybody converges on that city. It'll boost the economy and bring notoriety. And even in some cases, maybe, you know, to some small NFL markets and hosted in Green Bay, hosted here in Cleveland from time to time again to give it a boost and bring notoriety. Because Roger Goodell, it's very easy to do it in New York and Chicago, but to develop, you know, your smaller market teams might be something very interesting.
I'm going to shock the world with my suggestion, I think. Now, I'm fine. If he wants to have multiple locations, I'm fine with that. But this is my first proposal. One location, it's in the city of the team that has the number one pick.
That's a great idea. That's the idea.
It's mind-blowing.
We're in the city that wins the Super Bowl.
That's the winner.
No, you can't do the Super Bowl.
They had enough to celebrate.
No, it's a team that has the number one pick.
Yeah.
If you have the number one pick, you get the draft, too. You get a little boost to your economy. You get some attention on your city. You get to, like, this year, for example, the draft would be in Tampa. Who would be against the draft being in Tampa? Not me.
Not me. I was just there. Hopefully the fog doesn't roll in.
I think it would be great. Don't you think that's, I mean,
that
I think
again?
That's something. So if you wanted to do it where you keep, you know, the logistics for you, New York and stuff for like day two and three, that's fine. But I think just throw the whole thing. A city could get ready in 5 months to host the draft. You can find a venue to host the draft.
Sure.
No problem.
Nothing at the Hall of Fame?
No. No. They've already got the Hall of Fame game at the Hall of Fame. And the Hall of Fame. It's too much. It's in Canton. That's the problem. If the Hall of Fame, put the Hall of Fame somewhere glorious,
then
I'm in.
Nah, you're going to cause a storm.
Why?
You got to leave it in Canton. You can't move it.
Well, only if you want to host the draft there. If you don't care about hosting the draft there, then you don't have to. It's fine.
All right.
Number two.
That'd be so fun. People would be rooting for, like, Arizona to get the number one pick or Miami. Like, you could have sabotage going on in the NFL to, like, get good cities to have the number one
People
pick.
People are tanking to host the draft.
To host the draft, yeah.
Yeah, right. little far-fetched there. But teams could be playing harder, for example, against the Cardinals late in the season if they have a chance to be the number one so that everybody can go to Arizona. Like, there could be...
No.
There could be some real intrigue.
The guys that are playing don't go to the draft. Matt Wilhelm, two years in, was not going to the draft.
No.
Somebody's got to be there.
GM is in the war room.
Members of teams... Organizations, yes, yes.
Your idea was better at the start.
Just because you know,
go to wherever city the draft is at, so you're hoping it's in Arizona.
I'd play harder.
Party harder, more like it.
I was going to say, play harder? Question
I got
number.
After it at the draft last year. My goodness.
No names, please.
Rude.
Question number two today, boys. If the NBA season ended today, who would be your MVP?
I'm a homer, so I'm going to say LeBron.
Oh, God.
But really, I think I would maybe split the vote between LeBron and Russ. I mean, Westbrook is just tearing the league up, playing at a level that nobody has seen from a man of his size since maybe Tiny Archibald back in the 70s.
I'm going to be that homer as well. I'm going to go LeBron, James Harden, Russell Westbrook.
I'm going to go Timothy Mozgov. Because ever since that guy came to the Cavs,
Wilberts before you
they are a
show?
Different team. No, I'm just kidding. I think obviously when the Cavs go on to win it all, I'm gonna go with LeBron James. But we're in Cleveland, so why wouldn't we go with LeBron James? We have the best player on the planet. He's the best player on the planet. Who do you have?
I think Steph Curry, despite the bad night last night.
Yeah, it's just one night. I don't judge that night.
Yeah.
I think he could be more the MVP if he did a little bit more.
What do you want him to do? They're the number one team in the NBA.
He's not the only reason they're the number one team in the NBA.
True. I'm not saying LeBron's not a top five candidate, but...
I think the top candidates would be LeBron, Curry, Harden, Westbrook, and Anthony Davis.
I can make a case that he's number three behind Westbrook and Curry.
The best case...
You could make the case, but we're...
You know, I didn't say it because I'm not really a fan of his, but I think there's a really good case that could be made for Harden. I mean, Houston is number three in the West, and they've gotten nothing out of Dwight Howard. And the rest of their roster, frankly, is okay.
I hate Dwight Howard. He's right up there with my hatred of Tony Romo.
He's one of my least favorite. Yeah, he's one of my least favorite pros.
Number three. Number three today on the Friday Forecast. Favorite craft beer?
Well, I just discovered it last night. I'm not much of a beer drinker, but there's this thing. It's called hard root beer. Not your daddy's root beer or something like that. It tastes exactly like root beer. It goes down way too smooth. It's spectacular. Wilbert's features it as well.
I'm going to be a homer when it comes to the craft beer because I'm not that much of a beer fan, and I don't deviate off of the Coors Light Silver Bullets or my Coronas from the West Coast.
Ugh.
I'm going with Christmas Ale.
So I don't drink really any beer at all. Because I just don't enjoy beer very much. I'd much rather drink like tequila or bourbon or vodka, or the vodka.
A little vodka.
A little vodka here, maybe with a little bit of Sunkist Zero. Delicious. So I'm going to say one that I've just had recently that really made me very happy, and that was the Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale. And I thought it was really freaking good.
It's good
and
stuff.
Tasted a little bit like bourbon, but also was beer, and I was very pleased with it. I was very happy with what they were able to produce for me across my palate. And I enjoyed it. So that's what I'm going with. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale. Get you some. Get you some.
Number four.
Some. Get you some.
Question number four today.
I want to do a sponsorship for them now. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale. Get you some.
I don't even know where to go off of that.
I think that's
number four. Get you some, Gibbs.
I feel like it's a wrestling stunt right there.
It definitely is.
Everything he does is a wrestling stunt.
I haven't been that much into it. Come on. It's been a long time since I've watched that much
wrestling. It's ingrained in you, man.
Get you some.
But he hasn't. We haven't heard Macho Man in a long time.
You
got to
see the face that he makes when he says it.
Oh, yeah. Get you some of that bourbon barrel ale. Yeah.
There we go.
Get you some. Gibbs.
What's one extreme event you'd want to try? Examples? If you're looking for any, jumping out of a plane, whitewater rafting, any kind of that fun stuff.
Well, jumping out
I'm
of a
plane. I'm not jumping
out
of a plane. Get me none.
No, jumping out of a plane scares me even thinking about it. I think maybe an extreme sport that I'd like, Wilhelm was talking about it earlier, a little battle ball jumping on the trampolines, or as the kids call it now, dodgeball. That sounds like a fun extreme sport that I'd like
it
to
is.
Try.
It can be arranged, too. We've got the Sky Zone partnership with Westlake coming up pretty soon. It's every Thursday, last Thursday of every month. I would try pretty much anything one time. So I would rappel. I would do the bungee jumping. I would do the whitewater rafting. Cliffs kind of scare me just a little bit.
I'm pretty sure your number one extreme sport you like to try is named Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, yeah. I like the billion-dollar lady. I wouldn't call it
– get you some.
I would skydive, but I wouldn't call it jumping out of a plane. I would call it – I would get up into the plane and need to be pushed out because I wouldn't willingly jump out of a plane.
Oh, that'd be funny.
All right. So when I was, like, right after college and I was finished up with McKinsey, I went and traveled to Europe, and we went to this place in Switzerland called the Jungfrau up in Switzerland, and it was pretty cool. And, like, what they were doing was hang gliding off of these, like, majestic peaks.
Yeah. Oh,
and it looked
awesome.
Really cool. I don't know if I could actually get myself in there, but if I could have the courage, that's something that I certainly would want
to
try.
I think I would have to, like, to be able to do some of these things confidently because I'm a big guy. And I just like – sometimes there's like those weight limits on things that I think I can push and do. I need to get down to like 225 to do all these things.
Bro.
Yeah,
I
know.
They got you. It's physics.
I just don't trust
that – How much do you think a plane weighs?
Dude.
Yeah, but a plane's got
– A plane
yeah,
or
but
a
I've been in
cord.
Like I've been in a glider, like a plane glider before.
Yeah.
Like where they like tow you out and then they like let you go and you just glide down like it's a plane with no engines, Gibbs.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm dropping like a rock and sinking.
All right,
yeah,
so the draft, how do I get to Goodell? The draft should be in the city of the team with the first pick. I think that's my best contribution to the show.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be brought to you by Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale.
Get you some!
I'm telling you, this could be big for them. All right, I want to ask one question on the Friday forecast of everybody. Gibbs,
yeah, we
you
got
included.
5 minutes. We're good.
All right, if you could be LeBron James and win a title for the Cavaliers, if you could be the quarterback that leads the Browns to their first Super Bowl, or you could be the number three hitter, I guess, on the Indians and, like, win it.
That's
cares.
Irrelevant.
That's out.
Okay.
That's out already.
50-50.
That's
now.
Out. Okay, so now we're down to two. You could be LeBron James and bring the title to the Cavs, or if you could be the quarterback who brings the Browns their first Super Bowl, who would you be?
I think I just like football a little bit more than basketball. I mean, it's easier to say LeBron now because it's going to happen.
No, but this is you. This is, like, your dream scenario.
Quarterback of the Browns.
Quarterback of the Browns, hands down, because LeBron was in Cleveland, left to go be fulfilled with championships, and so this would not be his first, even though it would be very special for LeBron to do it in Cleveland, to be the man and everything that has got centered around the Cleveland Browns to win a championship here and be the quarterback and be a star would be, he'd put LeBron to shame. Gibbs?
Definitely quarterback. There is still... I hope that it would have to be quarterback because I don't even know, like it wouldn't just be one statue in this city. There would be statues, there would be streets, there'd be suburbs named after you if you won the Super Bowl and you were the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. And I think there is a part of me still that trust me, I'm all in on the Cavs and. God, I would love nothing more than to see a championship. But there's still that LeBron, you went and did it somewhere else first.
That was my point.
Yeah, I don't care about that at all. Football I like better than basketball.
See, I'm going to make a statement. I truly believe that the person who wins, the quarterback who wins a Super Bowl for the Browns, that will be – I don't think there's another city in the country that you could be the quarterback of your team and win a Super Bowl where it would be a bigger deal.
No way.
Absolutely. Like, even for Eli winning in New York, you think the New York market?
I don't know. Maybe, although they've won, you know, two recently or semi-recently, I was going to say Green Bay. Pretty big deal if you're the quarterback that wins in Green Bay.
All right, so here's my question.
A bigger deal,
if you're
though.
The quarterback and you win the Super Bowl for the Cleveland Browns, are you the greatest Cleveland Brown ever? Do you top Jim Brown?
I don't think necessarily.
I don't think so.
I mean, because, look, Trent Dilfer won a Super Bowl. You don't necessarily – if you're a star quarterback, if Tom Brady comes here and wins, well, yeah, then he is the best Browns of all time.
Nah, I think the guy that hopefully wins a Super Bowl here in Cleveland is a guy that's here for more than 1 year and hasn't won a championship somewhere else.
Let's say like John Football comes out of rehab, gets it together, and wins a Super Bowl in 5 years from now. He is going to go down as like the biggest Cleveland sports star.
He'll go down as the biggest star, but it's really ever. Tough. I mean, Jim Brown is probably the best football player of all time, or at least in the conversation.
Sure.
And so to say that someone's going to be better than that, maybe more loved, yeah. Maybe, you know, more important to the
city. Well, better and popular are two different things.
Yeah,
that person would be like as big of an, at least as big of an icon in Cleveland.
Oh,
like,
bigger icon.
Bigger. I mean, look at Bernie. Bernie's maybe the biggest icon in Cleveland.
Bernie's a bigger icon than Jim Brown. I mean, Jim Brown's not a great. Well,
if Bernie had won a Super Bowl, he would be the mayor of Cleveland.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If he even got to one of those Super Bowls, he might be the mayor. If he won a Super Bowl, he might be the president.
The president of the United States of America. Ohio might become its own country if he had won a Super Bowl,
maybe.
And he'd be the president of Ohio.
Get you some.
All right. Fun Friday. Appreciate everybody for tuning in here today. Again, latest that we know on the Browns, they are in negotiations, it seems, with Josh McCown, competing with the Buffalo Bills to land the veteran quarterback services. That could be resolved over the weekend. Franchise tags have to come in by Monday, so we'll have updates for you on that. And also, tight end James Casey making a visit here with the Cleveland Browns, continuing his free agency tour. Guy was very productive in Houston, showed flashes of being a very good pass-catching tight end. We'll see what happens. With that, keep you posted if anything breaks on that over the weekend here. So for the kid and Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying stay tuned for the Golden Boys, and thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by Liberty Ford. Kentucky.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.